Good evening, friends. Welcome to the Tractor Tavern. My name is Dave Long. I'm from radio station KBCS. Everybody knows you can find KBCS locally on 91.3 FM and on the World Wide Web at kbcs.fm. Tell all your friends all over the world. Tonight we have a great lineup of musicians and music, and all of them have music for your purchasing pleasure over at the Mercantile on your way out the door or at the break or whatever, including Songs of the Traveling Daughter on Network Records by this lady, Abigail Washburn. And so please welcome Abigail with Ben Soli. Thank you.
touch my arm and feel my burning for the day you left for the elms above to meet those birds singing.
Folks told me gotta move on.
thanks, you guys. So I'm Abigail Washburn, and I'm here tonight with a cellist. Yeah, he's pretty good. He's from Louisville, Kentucky. He's a Kentucky boy, and he's majoring in cello performance at the University of Louisville. And we're on the road right now, and he's trying to do his senior year of college on the internet.
I'm tired.
So everywhere we go, he's like, God, is there free internet nearby? I gotta take a quiz.
No. We went to Starbucks today, which is the first mistake. Second mistake was trying to pay for internet. It's $6 for an hour of internet for something that we can't touch or take with us.
Speak on, Ben.
It's I think there's a choir here to be preached to. So thanks for listening. And sing along, if you please.
So Ben and I are lucky to get to play together. Please make welcome Ben Soley.
Thank you.
And we're getting ready to go to China in a couple weeks. So we're going to try and take you there right now.
Hopefully we'll all get the same shots.
That was very ethnic. My D string kept slipping. I thought, hey, why not? Go with it. How many How many banjo players out there, anyway?
Oh.
All right. So that was our voyage into the Orient. We're going to keep going. Okay, yeah. Okay, so I write songs in English and Chinese. And this, I speak Mandarin Chinese because I spoke Chinese before I played the banjo, so I started writing songs in Chinese when I started playing with banjo, to go with the banjo. So,
I don't know if that explains it.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, I do. I write songs in Chinese. Mandarin.
你好。
我们观众朋友们有没有会讲中文的？好吧。Hey, I always say, hey, does anybody speak Chinese? And then everyone's like, yeah, 你好, and then you really do. Hey, how's it going? Okay, so this is called The Lost Lamb. Me too, the Gaoyang. And, okay, we're going to do it. This is about a fellow that I taught English as a second language to when I lived up in Vermont. And the story is pretty much about, well, there were seven Chinese fellows that worked the local Chinese restaurant as line cooks, and they all came over to America with a dream that they could bring their families over to America someday. And more often than not, they ended up sending their paychecks home. And because of the nature of how they came to the United States, they could never go home, and they could never bring their families here. And in one case, there was this one fellow who I taught in particular who came over to my house one day, and he looked really, really sad. And I asked him what was going on. 怎么回事啊? And he gave me a letter that he had received that day from his wife, and he said, read this. And so I opened up the note, and it said, you've been gone for 4 years now, and I think you're never coming back, and I don't think that we're ever going to be able to come and be there with you. So your daughter and I are going to start a new life without you. And he lost his whole reason for being in the United States. And I felt lucky to witness that, but I also didn't know what to do with it. So this song came out of it, The Lost Lamb. So I guess we're all lucky for lots of reasons, but I'm especially lucky because I'm here tonight not only opening as a solo performer, but I get to play with four of my best friends in the band Uncle Earl, which is coming up next. So I get to play the banjo in that band, so if you're tired of seeing
watch.
Me now, too bad. I do have, Uncle Earl just put out a record on Rounder Records on July 19th and called She Waits for Night. And I got to put out one through Network Records, my solo album, on August 2nd. So it's been a busy couple of months for me. And anyway, it'd be great if you picked up both albums tonight. This last one I learned from the fiddler and Uncle Earl, Raina Gellert, off of her new album, Starch and Iron. It's a traditional. I also learned it from my mentor, Riley Bogus, who's a great banjo picker from Western North Carolina. It's called Fall on My Knees, and it's our last one, and I can't thank you enough.
Thank you.
I do have an email list, too. What else am I supposed to say, Ben? I have a website. It's abigailwashburn.com. I fall on my knees, pray to you, come and stand by me. Come and stand by me. Look up, look down.
Truck's even gone. Goodbye, little dog.
y'all.
Thank you so much.